السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International for All for One School Quiz. Time right now is quarter past six. Jazakallahu khairan for tuning to Radio Islam International. This is a brand new week, Maulana Muhammad Kara.
Yeah, brand new
contestants. We have LMS, Rustenburg Nurul Iman School and Al-Aqsa Muslim School. These are the three schools that will be participating this entire week. With me, my co-host, Maulana Muhammad Kara. Today we were deprived of your family savouries. What happened, Maulana Kara? You woke up late.
Yeah, I got a bit late today, Holy Safe, sir, but I missed your company, my brother. And, inshallah, let's, like you say, brand new week, brand new contestants as well. And you want to start the quiz? I see you, Ravi, and I is there for, mashallah.
More than the company, I missed the savouries one, can I okay. Didn't miss your company.
Okay. Good one, Holy Safe. All right, engineer is Hafiz Shaib, Haji Jazakallah is smiling. Allah keep him smiling for always. Let's welcome our contestants. Lens Muslim School, Lanesha Muslim School. Munawwara Zahidi is the first contestant. Munawwara, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah and welcome to the program and all the luck, okay?
Yes.
Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg this time. Yusra Uli. Yusra, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you, sister.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, congratulations to you and welcome to the program. All of the luck, okay? Best of luck. Third contestant we have, Al-Aqsa Muslim School, Hamza Ismail. Hamza, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah for asking. I think I know you, Hamza.
Yeah.
Ji, Hamza Ismail, MashaAllah.
Do you know Mulana Kara, Hamza?
Ji.
What do you think of him? He's a good man. He's a very pious man.
He's a very pious man.
Very pious.
Tawbah, astaghfirullah.
You know, in school you get two kinds of speeches. One is prepared speech and the other one is impromptu. So after the course, I'm going to give you 2-3 minutes to speak on the life of Maulana Kara. That's after tonight's course. I'll put you on the spot also, Hamza.
MashaAllah, congratulations, Hamza. All of the luck, okay, my brother?
Jazakallah.
Allah make it easy for you. Jazakallah. Here we go. 8 seconds, contestant. We have 8 seconds to answer the questions before the buzzer. Important is before the buzzer goes. You're going to answer the question. We're going to be asking each contestant 5 questions. So please, before the buzzer, whatever you want to say, you can say your nanny's name, nana's name, but say something, okay? All right, here we go. Munawwara, are you ready, sister?
Okay.
Okay, first question. Which of the following is not a farad of salah? A. Qiyam. B. Qiraat. Or C. Qawma.
B. B. Qiraat.
The answer is incorrect, sister. It is Qawma. Qiraat is part of namaz. Qiyam is part of namaz. Qawma is not a farad of salah. Okay. We are learning. Jazakallah. Yes. Question number two. Before passing away, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared an army. Who was the leader of this army?
Osama bin Zaid.
Osama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah. I forgot to mention to you 2 points. 2 points coming up your way. Osama radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the leader of this army. Okay, third question. 1 mark. True or false? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born 2.5 years after the year of the elephant. True or false?
False. He was born 2.5 years after the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No, sister, it's actually true. Hazrat Abu Bakr was born 2.5 years after the year of the elephant.
She gave the explanation correct, Mama Kara, she said false, so that will not qualify. The reason she gave was correct, that Hazrat Abu Bakr was born 2.5 years after the year of the elephants and the Nabi
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did she say after the year of the elephant or after the year of the birth of Rasulullah? What did she say? What did you say, sister?
After
doesn't matter what she said. She said false, so there's no mark for that. But the explanation, I was talking about the explanation.
Oh, okay, Mali.
But the answer was false, so there's no mark.
Okay, don't scold me. Don't shout me, please. I got a soft heart. I might just cry on air, you know.
As long as you don't get a heart attack, it's fine, Munawwara.
Here we go, sister. Fourth question. Are you ready, Munawwara?
Ji.
In which year did the Battle of Ahzab, in other words, the Battle of the Trenches, take place? Which year was it, Ben?
Uh, Yeah,
it is a bit too late.
After
Hijra. Okay, so it's a bit too late. Like I said, you got to say it before the buzzer goes, okay? Sorry for that. No mark. Question number five. Last question, sister. Lanesha Muslim School, Munawwara Zahiri is a contestant. Here we go. Last question. 1 point. Which lady tried to poison Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after the expedition of Khaybar? A. Zaid bin Harith. B. Zahra binti Harith. Or C. Zainab binti Huyay.
C.
The answer is incorrect. It is actually A. Zainab bin Harith. Zainab binti Harith. Okay. All right, Munawwara. So you have Mauli Saib Saab. She's got 2 out of 6. Am I correct?
100% correct.
Okay, mashallah. Jazakallah, Munawwara. Jazakallah for contesting. Not bad at all. 2 out of 6. Okay, sister.
Okay.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So LMS still has the entire week.
It's still the whole week.
Till Friday, every day, different categories of questions will be asked so they can still catch up. No problem.
Just a reminder to the listeners, Saturday and Sunday, inshallah, we're going to be opening up the lines. It's going to be an open line quiz, Mauli Saib Saab. That's what I learned. That's what I normally like, you know.
Open line
quiz.
So who can participate?
Anybody can participate. We'll tell the details, inshallah, in the week. That's going to be a good contest. Saturday and Sunday.
Looking forward to those.
Looking forward to those 2 days.
And what's the prize? What are you going to give?
Big bucks. Big money.
Let's move on to contestant number 2. And Nurul Iman Muslim School, we have Yusra Uli. Yusra, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Question 1. After the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were a number of false prophets who was known as the Veil Prophet. A. Saja, B. Tulayha, or C. Aswad Ansi.
C.
C, correct, mashallah. Before she changes, give her the point, my safe son.
Well done, Yusra. 1 point coming your way. Question 2.
Two points this one, sister.
Are you ready, Yusra?
Yes, I'm ready.
When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu intended to migrate to Abyssinia, who convinced him to stay and granted him protection?
Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the answer we are looking for.
It's incorrect, sister. This was a bit of a difficult one, Mauli Saib. So the answer, sister, is Mauli Saib. You can maybe tell her.
Ibn Daghina.
Yeah, Ibn Daghina is a correct answer. It was a bit difficult, but jazakallah, sister.
That's why it was for 2 marks also.
Yeah.
Question 3, true or false? Yusaira, your question, or Yusra rather. Question 3.
Make up your mind, brother.
It's Yusra.
Okay, thanks.
True or false? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, sword was known as Zulfikar.
False.
MashaAllah. 1 point come up your way. Zulfikar was, tell us more about Zulfikar. Yusra?
It was Ali radiallahu anhu's sword.
MashaAllah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu's sword's name is Zulfikar. Okay. The name of my gun is marked with Mauli Saib Saab. G. Question number 4.
What's it marked with? Okay, we can tell us later on. Let's move on. Question 4. Are you ready, Yusra?
Yes, I'm ready.
In which year did the Battle of Tabuk take place?
Quick.
I don't know.
You don't know, so who must know? All right, ask your mama or your papa in the house if they know.
You know?
Do they know?
What is the question again?
In which year did the Battle of Tabuk take place? Ask your papa. Or rather, ask your mama. I don't think your papa will know.
6:30.
Or I'd rather just leave it, sister. Okay. It's 9 after Hijrah. 9 after Hijrah. Okay. Fifth question, Mauli Saib.
Yusra, final question, multiple choice question. A masbuk is a person who, A, unable to keep his or her wudu, B, a person who joins the salah after the imam completes the ruku of the first rakat, or C, a person who reads salah alone, A, B, or C?
B.
B is the correct answer, mashallah. So far, she is leading for today. That is Yusra Uli, Northwest Rustenburg. Mashallah, she's got 1, 2, 3 out of 6.
100% spot on.
Mashallah, spot on. Well done, Yusra. Jazakallah, keep it up, okay?
Amen.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My good friend Hamza, how are you? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hamza, show them you're the man. Get 6 out of 6, okay, my brother?
Inshallah.
Yeah, all the luck, inshallah. Think properly, you got to answer the quiz. You got to answer the question before the buzzer goes, okay? Okay, make me proud, make me happy. Thank you. Here we go. First question. Who did Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu appoint to oversee the preserving of the Quran Kareem in a written form? A. Zayd bin Harith radiallahu anhu. B. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. Or C. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhum. A, B, or C?
Zayd bin Thabit.
Tops. MashaAllah. 1 point coming up your way. That was a good guess, eh?
I knew it.
Okay, no. My apologies, sorry.
You're underestimating him.
I'm underestimating Hamza. MashaAllah. Now let's see how clever you are. Okay, here's your test. 2 marks. Hamza, 2 marks, okay?
Sure.
Who was the first person to pledge allegiance to the Khilafah of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu?
Umar.
MashaAllah, 3 points. Excellent, top stuff, Hamza, you're the man. Here we go, third question. Are you ready? You got 3 points already, okay? True or false? Hazrat Uthman gave 3,000 camels for the preparation of the Battle of Tabuk, radiallahu anhu. What was it, false or true?
Please repeat the question.
Hazrat Uthman gave 3,000 camels for the preparation of the Battle of Tabuk.
False.
I think time was up,
Hamza. We've got to be fair, my brother. The buzzer went on 2 times. Time was up on his way.
Yes, definitely time was up.
Sorry for that. Okay, Hamza?
No problem.
Like we said, you got to say it within 8 seconds, my brother. Very, very quick. Okay? Here we go. Fourth question. In which year did Hajjatul Wida, or the farewell Hajj, take place? Which year?
Eight.
All right, at least you tried, my brother. You were not very far away from the correct answer. The correct answer is 10 after Hijra. Okay. Here we go, last question. If you get this one right to lead for tonight, your school leads. Al-Aqsa Muslim School will lead if Hamza Ismail gets this next one correct. Okay, here we go. The first 3 circuits of Tawaf are done at the swift trotting pace. What is this called? A. Rami, B. Ramal, or C. Istiba?
Ramal
is the correct answer, mashallah. So, Al-Aqsa leading for today, Mawlid Saib Sabi. Al-Aqsa School, the representative being Hamza Ismail, gets 4 out of 6. Lands Muslim School gets 2 out of 6. And Rustenburg, Yusra Uli, from Nurul Iman Muslim School, she gets 3 out of 6. So, Hamza Ismail is tops today, mashallah. 4 out of 6. Hamza, how you feel, my brother?
I'm stressed.
Sorry?
My blood is still high,
Okay, as long as your blood is on the high and you're not on the high, okay? Okay, my brother. Jazakallah, Hamza. Nice talking to you. Nice talking to all the contestants. Inshallah, we talk soon. Jazakallah, make special dua for us as well, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mawlid Saib.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Gee, so it's still a brand new week. We still have 4 more days where these contestants can come and come up with their points. So far, Nurul Iman got 3 points, LMS got 2 points, and Al-Aqsa sitting with 4 points. They are leading.